In Deutschland waren die Telefonzellen hellgelb. In Germany, the phone booths were bright yellow, the color of an emergency, which it always was, the color of caution, which I never exercised. And now I know the color of the stain that money leaves after it's gone. The phone booths at the train station were the worst, cold because you really were standing 3 short feet above hell. Sometimes there was a booth on the platform. If you were using one of these, you really were desperate, desperately hoping someone would change their mind, desperately seeking someone who should have stepped off the 1505. Oh, sure, maybe you just forgot to feed the cat and wanted the neighbor to check in. But chances are you weren't so lucky if you were standing there on the frosty side of the glass, where some other poor soul had left a wadded-up pile of tissues on the floor. In the Schildergasse in Köln, halfway down on the left as you walk towards the Neumarkt, there were 3 half-booths, just the right size for a quick call to ask what was on that shopping list you left at home, or to tell them when to expect you for dinner, or any number of mundane tasks requiring a friendly, reassuring voice and a tschüss as quick and sweet as a peck on the lips. There was a church there, too, just in case. But the phone booth in the middle of the plaza at the center of Hürth, where I lived without you and then in spite of you, was the loneliest of all, where the Gröschen echoed mightily as they slid down, down, down to the bottom of the Atlantic, and the speaker drew sharp breaths, adrift in a sea of stones, announced with a sail of bright yellow, a sorry target for pirates, seagulls, and other scavengers.